And once again, we have another packed conversation coming to you. This is the 40th anniversary, excuse me, of the African World Festival, which is happening at the Charles H. Wright Museum, July 14th through July 16th. So that's happening pretty soon. And headlining is George Clinton. We'll also see other artists performing jazz, hip hop, rhythm and blues, and of course, food, music and dance from the motherland. Joining us in studio right now is Njia Kai. She is the festival organizer. And I just want to say thank you for coming on the show and chatting with Culture Shift.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
Awesome. So, I mean, this is the 40th year. I remember going as a child myself. So just if you could go into some of the early years of the African World Festival and the importance that it's held here in the city of Detroit.
Thank you. The festival is very important to the overall community, and especially the community that traces itself back to African ancestry. This is the 40th event, would have been the 40th annual event, but the pandemic just blew everything.
Yeah.
So we're really happy, though, to celebrate this year 40 years that the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History has presented this weekend extravaganza. It's a cultural arts extravaganza focused on the many cultures, traditions, the musics, the foods, the colors, the peoples from all around the African world. So we're real happy that we are survivors, that the museum has survived and has continued to grow and astound. And then the festival itself has continued to be an annual reunion and annual opportunity for those who are interested or curious to come on through and enjoy the food and the music and all that's presented there.
I just remember being, you know, it being there and being one of the first things I went to when I got my driver's license when I was 16. It was one of the first festivals I went to with my friends. It was the African World Festival, and just the art and the creativity and the fashion and everything that we were being immersed in was, you know, letting us know that the diaspora also includes you.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the Museum of African American History. And so we're grateful that they have an expansive thought and have allowed for the whole world of African derived cultures and traditions to potentially be a part of this event. Of course, it's just a sampling every year because that's a large span of the globe, but it's a great sampling. And this year's performances and the 125 vendors and the foods and all of what's going into this year really does give us a great sampling of the African world.
And when we talk about the African world and we talk about the diaspora, have you seen in recent years, or at least for myself, I've seen a little bit more of a connection, a little bit more of a bridge happening between the communities in the diaspora, whether it's African-American, Latino, Afro-Latino, whatever it may be, we're seeing a little bit more of a connection there.
Well, you know, there's always been that flow. And sometimes it's more highlighted in the medias and, you know, the news so that folks are more aware of it. But people of color have always banded together by necessity and choice. And so we're real happy to see that grow into this new generation.
Yeah.
We're also happy that we have a very welcoming environment at the African World Festival. We welcome everybody because just like you would go to a French or a Greek festival, you are certainly invited to come to the African World Festival. It is not exclusive for people who are who trace themselves specifically to an African heritage. And we, of course, also have something for everybody. We have the Watoto Village that caters to the children. We have Elder Village that caters to the elders. We have Gen Next that caters to the next generation, that group of millennials. And we have everybody in between. So we really strive to have something for everybody so that you can come and enjoy yourself with us. It is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 11 to 11. So we need you all to get your tickets and come on through.
11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. We're there all 12 hours of each day, jam-packed.
Okay, so we're rocking it all the way in Midtown to almost midnight.
Yeah, we're down there. But the festival was for 29 years held at Hart Plaza.
Yeah.
Then we moved to the Charles H. Wright Museum with the 30th annual event. Last year, we moved back to Hart Plaza. So the event is at Hart Plaza.
Okay.
There is an admission now, and so we know that admission to the festival is a benefit of membership. So we encourage everybody to get your membership. You can go online to theright.org, and you can see all the various levels. There are many levels to join, and they're very affordable. And we encourage folks to get their memberships. Otherwise, the admission fee is $15 per day and $35 for the weekend.
Now, Angia, when we think about the African World Festival, 40 years, I think about the education aspect of it and the things that are being taught to younger generations, but just to people who may not understand or know anything or lack just the understanding of what's going on in the world around them and outside of the United States of America. How does this help us learn about what's happening in African cultures and countries right now?
There's no better learning than experience. And so you get to experience it firsthand. We have vendors who represent many African countries. We have performers who are representing the Caribbean, several African countries, Afro-Cuban, Afro-Indigenous, African-American. We have an opportunity for our community and those who come to visit with us for this weekend to really experience and therefore teach themselves and learn a lot about the folks that make up the African world. We really recognize that the event is produced by the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. So we look to make this a cultural arts event of quality, and education is central to the museum's mission. So definitely there are opportunities to learn while you enjoy yourself at this event. And of course, I always say that central to this festival is the music, is the food, is the marketplace. And they will not disappoint this year. Each one is a full offering. So I wouldn't hype this up if I didn't really believe it's true. And I know that if you come to this festival this year, you're going to enjoy yourself. And as you said, we're kicking it off because we're celebrating this 40th anniversary year, so or 40th anniversary event. And so we're kicking it off with Parliament Funkadelic featuring George Clinton. Mm. So no better way to kick off a party than with the funk. And I will stand by that till I go. And and George is certainly the master of that. And then we, prior opening before George, will be the Sun Ra Orchestra,
yes,
who brought the cosmic to the planet long before many of us were even born. And so we're really happy that those elders will kick it. Then we have George. And then we're going to close the event on Sunday night with Kizaba, who is a Afro-Congolese electronic funk master. So we're really looking for folks to come and enjoy that whole expanse. We have Umu Sangare from Mali. She's a superstar. She's a shero in Mali. And so this is a fantastic opportunity to see her right here in Detroit. We have Mumu Fresh on Saturday night. We have Adawe. This is a group of seven women who represent many countries across the world, and they provide a vocal and hand instrument performance that really is beautiful. We have African drum and dancers who have come from the continent or from various places across the U.S., and they will be featured in the Heritage Works Cultural Village, where you're able to not only experience their performances, but you're able to take part in the classes and demonstrations, both drum and dance, that go on the full weekend. We have Afro-Cuban dance in that area, liturgical dance. There's just a lot going on. The Gen Next stage features a lot of our Detroit metropolitan area upcoming Gen Next performers. And there's hip-hop, there's R&B, there's spoken word, there's live bands, there's all of that going on. The Pyramid Art stage, where you will find the Sun Ra Orchestra on Friday, also is featuring on Friday night a presentation that was curated by our own Jessica Kerr Moore.
I was going to say, you got to bring up Jessica.
You got to bring Jessica, girl. So Jessica Kerr Moore has curated a program called Black Gold of the Sun, and she is featuring Somi, who is a Rwandan and Ugandan vocalist, beautiful, beautiful voice, as well as our own Dre Sconey, and others on that show. And we have Omar Sosa, the Afro-Cuban jazz master, 7-time Grammy winner. He will be featured on the main stage. So there's just everything and everybody. The children's, the Watoto Village has special guests. I mean, there's, I could go on and on and on.
I know it sounds so, I mean, I know every, like I, we talk about this often. It's the 40th edition of the African World Festival. So clearly we know it's something that's amazing. It's something that people love to go to every single year. Like you say, it's a mini family reunion every year. But this year, something about it feels really extraordinarily big. Is there something that you all did special because it's the 40th year?
Come on, girl, it's the 40th.
It's so big.
Yeah, we intended to make this big. We really want to provide an extra special helping. You know, that extra cherry on top for the community who has supported and made this event last these 40 years. Even before, as we were going through the archives, because there will be an exhibit on site that the public can visit to see the 40 years spelled out with photos and artifacts and all of that. And as we were looking back, the festival actually had its beginnings in music festivals that were created by some local Detroiters. Even before it officially became the African World Festival in 1983. So please come on through. There's so much there. I really encourage everybody. Don't make me mad. Let me see you next week and you weren't at Hart Plaza. So make sure you're there and make sure I see you.
Exactly. I've been telling my aunts and uncles and everyone, you guys pack it in, pack yourselves up, get in the cars. And get ready to come down.
Come on down.
Because it's a good time every time. And Gia Kai is one of the organizers of the Charles H. Wright Museum's African World Festival. It is turning 40 this year. It's a 3-day event happening at Hart Plaza. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, chatting about the African World Festival. Before you leave, give us the complete spiel and rundown one more time for those who are interested in going.
Thank you. This is the 40th. Annual African World Festival will be held at Hart Plaza this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 14, 15, 16, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day. Children 12 and under are free. We have a lot of special admissions. Please go to thewright.org. That's Wright with a W. Thewright.org and check out all the opportunities to not only join the museum, but and get the benefit, therefore, of a free admission, but also to get your tickets so that you don't have to stand in those long lines.
And Gia, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your day to chat with us. I know it's busy because it's coming up this weekend, so you still got a lot of work going on.
We're down there hustling.
Thank you so much.